So we're moving from Parshas Vayechi to Shmos, which is the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of course, is the inyan of the Ketz. Like we say in the night of Pesach, Baruch Shamar Havtachos of Yisrael, that Hashem watches Klal Yisrael, He protects His Havtachatos, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is called Chishav HaKetz, that Hashem knows how to calculate the Ketz. And throughout history, there have been many people who have attempted to understand the Ketz. The Gemara has very sharp words for those who are mechashvei Ketzin. So the whole inyan of a Ketz is something which is very mysterious, which is very concealed. I'd like to speak a little bit about the inyan of Ketz, as we find it in Parshas Vayechi and the whole Seder of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a very lengthy topic. The Zohar Kaddish refers to a Ketz Hayamin and a Ketz Small. There's two Ketzin, as it learns from the Pasuk. Simply that means, like the Gemara says on the Pasuk of Bi'ita Achishana, that the Gemara implies that there are two Zmanim of the Ketz. That the Ketz can come in its time, which is its allotted time that Hashem says Ad Kan. And then there's the Achishana, that if Klal Yisrael has chusim, if we know the ingredients and the secret, how to be makarv the ketz, so that could be one mashmos of what it means, ketz amin, ketz small, but of course, there's a very deep inyan, the whole inyan of the ketz. Many topics in Torah, these are open topics, and so they have a depth to them, but the whole secret, the whole inyan of ketz is that it's a secret. So of course, it's amok, amok, ma'oid. We have in Parashas Vayechi the fascinating attempt of Yaakov Avinu to be Megalas HaKetz. It says that Yaakov wanted to be Megalas HaKetz to his children as they surrounded his bed. And the Shechina went away, and he was no longer able to be Megalas HaKetz. One thing we see quite clearly from here is that in order to be Megalas HaKetz, he would need the Shechina's assistance to be Megalas HaKetz. And Nistalk Min HaShechina, so still be Megalas HaKetz. The Peretz is either it meant that he lost Cheshbon of the Ketz because the Shechina wasn't there, or the Pshat is no, that he still knew the Ketz, but he couldn't be Megal of the Ketz without the Shechina. Whatever it is, the whole concept of Yaakov trying to Megal of the Ketz is something which is very interesting. Chazal tell us, it's a Medrash Sheikh Tovin Tehillim. The Shnei B'nei Adam Gila Lahama Ketz. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megala the Ketz to only two people. To Daniel and to Yaakov. We know that Daniel, the Sefer Daniel, contains the secret of the Ketz. It was Niskala to him. To Yaakov as well, it was Niskala, the secret of the Ketz. We find, and we can ask ourselves, when and how do we find that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megala to Yaakov the Ketz? We see here that he was Bikish Legalus as a Ketz. But when was the Ketz revealed to Yaakov? So it could be that the Ketz was Neskala to Yaakov when he came to the Makam HaMikdash. When he slept and he saw the Chalayim, and in that Chalayim he saw the Sulam, the Malachim going up and down. Chazal tell us explicitly that he saw the Arugoliuses. And he saw that the Malach was going up, 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 and he said, is there no end to this final Golus, this Golus of Edom? So it could be that that was the time that Hashem revealed to Yaakov the Ketz, as is implied in the Pasuk. It says, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnasai, that Yaakov woke up from his dream. Chazal make a drasha, Mi Mishnaso, doesn't mean his dream, from his learning. This wasn't just a dream, this was a learning experience. Yaakov was zeichet to the depths of Torah in his dream. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnasa would mean that Hashem taught him the secret of the Ketz. It was there that Yaakov learned the secret of the Ketz. And being that the Ketz is something which is not revealed, Zaya tells us, Liva lepuma lagalya, Hashem says, that the Ketz is in my heart, and I don't bring it from my heart to my mouth. Liva lepuma lagalya. Something mysterious and remains in the heart of Hashem Yisbarach and doesn't come to his mouth. Being that Hashem found a way at the Makam HaMikdash to reveal the secret of the Ketz to Yaakov, Yaakov needed a special shmir. That's why it says, V'hine Hashem nitzav alav. And Hashem guarantees him, Shmir, because he's carrying the case. U'shmarticha b'chol asher teilech. I will always be with you to protect you. And the reason why Yaakov needed protection was because he was a man who was carrying the cates. He had the nuclear bomb. He had the cates. The cates was in his hands. Doesn't just mean that he knew the cates. He had the koyach to be megal of the cates. Doesn't just mean to reveal a time period. That's the pashup shah. But in Pnimis it means that Yaakov had the koyach to be megal of cates, to bring geula. And many tzaddikim testified about themselves that they were able to bring the geula, but they don't because Hashem doesn't, so why should I? Tahai knew the secret of Nistakum Mimena Shechina, that if I see that the Shechina would be with me to bring the cates, then I would bring it. Many tzaddikim were made about themselves, isn't it? That if they wanted, with the drop of a dime, they could have brought the cates. And Yaakov was carrying the cates, and Mela, he was a very targeted person. Because there's an inyan that the Malachim and the Malachim of Kitrug, they don't like that secrets like this should be revealed. And they make tainas, who are you? You think that you're zeichet to this? It says that when they saw Yaakov Avinu, they wanted to be poigim him, the Malachim. There's a whole world beyond from which we see about where the cates is the most precious object. It's the button. And the fact that Yaakov had that, Hashem needed to be machtiyev, mashpesu shmira at that time and forever. Look what happened to Daniel. Daniel was zeichet to the cates. What happened to the end of Daniel's life? The Gemara asked in Sanhedrin, whatever happened to Daniel, he fell off the place of the planet. We know his end. The Gemara tells us in Megillah. Daniel became a guy named Memuchan, according to one Shita. Or he's called Hasach. Chazal say, Chatchuhu Migdulasai. And in the end, perhaps he was killed by Haman. This is the end. This is the fateful end of Daniel. Daniel, the great prophet. Whether he was a Navi or not, he was the person who was zeichet to the cates. And he was chopped down by Haman. Because anybody who has the cates, that it's nizgal by them that they have the cates, if they don't have that shmira from Hashem Yisbarach, then it could be very fateful. It could be that the reason why Yaakov had such affection for Yosef is because he saw by Yosef that he's called the Ben Zakunim Hulay, that he had felt perhaps that Yosef was zeichet to the cates as well. Chazal tell us, everything which happened to Yaakov happened to Yosef. And in the same way that Yaakov was zeichet to the cates in his dreams, when Yosef had these dreams, Yaakov understands, these weren't just stam dreams. These were dreams which Yaakov understood that he saw from them secrets of the cates associated with these dreams. That's why it says he made for him a kesonis pasim. Pasim is gematria cates. Kesonis pasim means to conceal the cates. Like a ketonis, which is concealing, which conceals the person. Ketonis pasim means that he understood and he saw by Yosef that he understood that he had secret and shaychus to the cates. And because Yosef had shaychus to the cates, according to Yaakov's knowledge, Pasuk says, Va'aviv shamar es hadavar. Shamar means that he concealed the davar, that he didn't want that it should be revealed that Yosef knew the cates. Look what happened to Yaakov Avinu. Despite all the shmir and the haftachos v'ashem nitzav alav, he had tzar achet tzar achet tzar. Rogzo shal Yosef he had. And look what happened to Yosef. Tzar achet tzar achet tzar. Because when you see, when a tzaddik is able to detect that by a tzaddik he has the secret of cates, that he needs a special shmir, and that's why Yaakov went out to protect him, v'aviv shamar es hadavar, that he didn't see anywhere in the dreams that Hashem would protect Yosef. He wasn't zeichet haftacha from at least from what we see, u'shmarticha b'chol asherech v'hashem nitzav alav. But Yaakov did, v'aviv shamar es hadavar, that he saw that he had the davar, he had the dibur was neskal to him in this dream of the secret of the cates. And we certainly know that Yaakov had a shaychus, that Yosef had a shaychus to the cates. Because at the end of this week's parasha, which is Yaakov's attempt to megal to the cates, Yosef does give over to the Jewish people some type of a secret to what cates is. He says to them, Pakaid yifkaid elakim eschem. He gives them the secret words which Moshe Rabbeinu will use, and they protect these words and they're shomer it forever. That these are the words they understood from Yosef's mouth, that although it seems like from the pasuk he's having casual conversation, they understood that no, that in these words, Pakaid yifkaid, is the secret of the cates. Even the word pakoid, pei, kuf, vav, dalet, although it's spelled without a vav and pasuk, pakoid, the kindashin, gematria cates. Pakai Gifkai. The secret of the Kates, double Kates, the Lashon of Kates Yamin, Kates Sma. And he concludes and he says, V'ha'alisim es atzmaisem izayitchem. That when you leave Mitzrayim, you have to take my bones with me. And there's a shaykhis between Pakod Yifkod and the bones of Yosef. Because in the same way that Pakod Yifkod is a shaykhis to the secret of the Kates, the bones of Yosef also have a shaykhis to the Kates. Not only because Yosef knew the secret of the Kates, and Mamela, it was etched in his bones, the secret of Kates. But we know that when Jewish people left Mitzrayim, that they needed Yosef to emerge. That it wasn't just Yosef for saying, Pakod Yifko, by the way, take out my bones. It was good for Yaakov, it'll work for me too. He meant that he understood that Yosef himself, that the fact that he knew the Kates, meant that he would be the one who would open up the doors to take the Jewish people out. And therefore we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, when it came time to take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, Chazal say, Chacham leiv yikach mitzvot, that everybody was being Osef and taking all the rechush and the spoils of Mitzrayim, the Kesef and the Zav. Where does Moshe go? He goes and he finds, where is Yosef buried? He has to ask Chazal, say, Sarach bas Asher, where is Yosef? And she says, from last I know, he's buried in the Nile. But that was a secret. But Moshe, who is in charge of the Kates, he's the man of Pakod Yifkod, he's also the man who finds the bones of Yosef to take him out. Because these two things go together. The Kates is associated with these two things, for the Pakod Yifkod and the Halisim Esatzmoisim Mizayitcha. And that's how the Pasuk in this week's Parsha concludes with the following words. It says, Vayamas Yosef v'chol edecha v'chol adarahu, and it says, Vayisem v'arayin v'mitzrayim. That Yosef was put in an aron. And with those words, we go into Galus Mitzrayim. Because this Aron, of which the Pasuk speaks about, the Aron of Yosef, the Pasuk ends with this before we go down to Mitzrayim, because this Aron is the secret of the Kates. That Yosef has a Shaykhis to the Kates. And we're going to need this Yosef to bring out the Kates. That's why Yosef, which is how the Parsha concludes, and the beginning of the word of the Parsha, Vayichi, so Vayichi Yosef, I think there's even a shpach in the Pasuk, Vayichi Yosef. Vayichi Yosef is Gematria Kates. This idea that Yosef, because he has a shaykhis to the Kates, and Yaakov wishes to protect him, to conceal him, we find that when Yosef comes down to Mitzrayim, and he goes all the way down, until he finally falls into the pit where the Sar HaMashkim is and the Sar HaEifim is. And that's where he has his moment where he emerges through the hands of the Sar HaMashkim. We find something very interesting about Yosef, that Yosef was a very concealed tzaddik, that even the brothers didn't understand the depth of who he was. And when Yosef comes and he approaches the brothers in order to make shalom with the brothers, which really was an attempt by Yosef to bring the Kates, without going into detail why that is. Yaakov was hoping that Yosef would go as his shliach in order to be megala the Kates right then and there with the brothers, and it was spoiled by the satan at the last second, making machlekes between Yosef and the brothers. It says that when he approaches, Shimon and Levi said, Hinei bal ha-chalom es ha-zevah, here comes the man of the dreams. And because they showed disrespect for these dreams of Yosef, of which it says about Yaakov, these are not just dreams, these are nevuahs of the Kates. But they belittled that and they called him, he's just a man of Bala Chalomis. He's just a big dreamer. It was with those words that Yosef was Nimkar and sold down to Mitzrayim. That he's called the Bala Chalomis, the man of Chalomis. And when he goes down with this title of Bala Chalomis, he turns Mitzrayim upside down with these Chalomis. He's Paisa Chalomis in the bar, and he comes to Parai. And as he's emerging from that pit, and the Sar HaMashkim has to speak up in front of Parai. And he has to justify this Na'ar Ivri. He belittles him. Mamash, he belittles him. He calls him a Na'ar Ivri, that he knows how to be Paisa Chalomis. That with the same belittlement and treatment that he received from the brothers, that he was just called a Bala Chalomis. He's not a Bal Madrig. He's not even a Tzaddik. He's just a Bala Chalomis. He's a man who knows how to mix around with dreams. He's a dream expert. So too, that's how he was presented before Parai, by the Sar HaMashkim. I don't have the Lashon of the Pasuk in front of me, but it's something on the lines of a Nar Ivri, that he knows how to be Paisa Chalomas. As if this is the only thing that Yosef knows how to do. He's a dream man. But when really what happens is as follows, Paro calls up Yosef, and he presents the dream to Yosef, and Yosef knocks him off his feet, knocks his socks off, they say, blows him away. And what does Paro say? Paro says that the Ruach Elokim is Dibur Boy. Ein Novan V'chacham Kamoicha. Yosef, in essence, what he's saying to the Sanhedrin Mashkim is, this isn't not just a man who knows dreams. This is the biggest Chacham and Novan in all of Mitzray. This has nothing to do with dreams at all. The dreams are just a simon of the magnificent Chachma that this man has. He really, this is not a person who knows about dreams. It's not just a Bala Chalaymais. This is not a Poyser Chalaymais. This is a man with tremendous depth. With such depth that even Paro was able to see that the depth of the dreams of Yosef had a shaykhus to the kates. That Paro was able to see that. And that's why the whole sugya of Yosef's emerging from the boar had a shaykhus to kates. As it says, Vayihi mi kates shnasayim yamim. Chazal make a drasha, kates sam l'choyshech. That we see already from how Yosef is emerging from the pit to come to Paro, this is a shaykhus to the kates. And even the words mi kates shnasayim implies that there are two kitsin, kates imin, kates small. And he comes to Paro. And it says by Paro's dreams, Vayikatz Paro vehinei chaloyim. This wasn't just tam a chaloyim. What the Gemara calls, the Medrash calls, chaloyim eshamela, chaloyim eshalaylam. This has to do with the whole world, this dream of Paro. Had a shaykhis to the kates. Vayikatz Paro. Paro has a shaykhis to the kates. And Paro was able to see from his dreams that this is not just, and Yosef's interpretations of them, this is not just a man who knows dreams. This is a man who has a shaykhis to the kates. What the brothers didn't see, what the Sahamashkim didn't see, Paro was able to see this man has shaykhus of the kids. What's interesting is that just like the Sahamashkim wasn't able to see the secret of the kids properly, we find the same thing by Noach. One of the other times in Torah we find, aside from the Nevi'im, we find many references to kids in the Nevi'im, by Yirmiyah and others, by Iyov. We find by the parsha of Noach a very strong connection to the word kates. Hashem says, kates kol basar b'lefanai, that Hashem wants to be Megala the kates. And he wants Noach to be his man. We know that Noach is a shaykhus to Moshe. Zayin Achamenu is a shaykhus to Mashiach. And it says again by the Mamo, vayhi mi kates arboim yoim, vayiftach Noach es achaloin. Noach opens the teva. There's a shaykhus to the kates by Noach. But at the end of the day, Noach is a failure. Chazal said, Vayocha Noach ish adama. He goes from being the promised man to being the man of the ground. And we find by Noach, the pasuk says, Vayikatz Noach miyeinai. That in his downfall, when Cham does what he does to him, and Noach wakes up and he sees the reality, the tremendous failure which he has is called Vayikach, Vayiketz Noach Miyena. The Noach has a shaykhus to Yayin. That's his kates. It's not a real kates. That's a kates which has a shaykhus to Yayin. It's a fake kates. Like the Sahamashkim has a shaykhus to Yayin. And just like the Sahamashkim was not able to see the depths of Yosef, that Yosef has a shaykhus to the kates, like Yaakov saw in Yosef, so too the Sahamashkim, which is the Bechin of Yayin, also didn't have to see the depth of Yosef. That's called Vayikatz Noach Miyeinai. It's very similar to Purim. That by Purim also, we had that the whole Giloy, the whole Nes of Purim, happened through what? Through Yayin. And they were destined to be in this Gullus for 70 years. This was the Kates of Daniel. The 70 years that he was Megala through Chalomais. He was also a man of Chalomais. To Nebuchadnezzar. The 70 years of Galus. And even Daniel was Toya B'cheshbin, the Gemara says. He didn't even understand the kates, which he had the shaykhus do properly. And that was what would be the kates of Galus Bavel, which would be 70 years, which is the Bechin of Yayin. Yayin is Gematria 70. And the whole Nes of Purim happened with Yayin. Ad lo yada, that a person when he drinks Ad lo yada, Hashem, if he's Zeche, Hashem is Megala to him the kates. But even Purim was not mamish the Ketz. As the Gemara says, Akachti Avdi Rachashver Shonan. We're still here. That's also called a Ketz Shayayim. It's not the real Ketz. So you have people who drink Lashem Shemayim in Purim, and they have the Zechet to what's called to a Yayin, which is a Yayin of Chachma. And then there's Yayin HaMishaker. Wine which just gets you drunk. You could be mavchen and Purim in between Vayikatz Noyach Miyenois and the Ketzin of Yaakov and the Ketzin of Yosef. It's the real Shaykhis of the Ketz. But that's the Shaykhis of the Saramashkin to the Chitzonius of the Ketz. What are the reasons why Yaakov saw in Yosef that he had Shaykhis of the Ketz from the dreams? Because one of the things which Yaakov is able to see within the dreams of Yosef is the inyan of Yosef has the koyach of shtika. Shtika, Chazal says, siag lechachma shtika. That shtika is a shmira. And a person who has a secret of Ketz, who really understands the Ketz, he's a person who's a very quiet person. That shtika is more on a person's chachma. That Yaakov Yosef is a ben zakunim. Targum says he's a Bar Chakim. His Akunim has a Shaykhis to the Ketz Lachazman, a very old Ketz. And because Yaakov sees in Yosef Midas of Shtika, he sees that Yosef is the man who perhaps has the secret of the Ketz. We see Yosef's Shtika in the fact that although he took tremendous, brutal, harsh words from his brothers, he never ever once spoke up against them. We never find that Yosef ever retaliates to the brothers. That after all the insults and all the Lashon Hara, Yosef is silent. He's silent. And even when he comes down to Mitzrayim and the brothers ask at the end of the sixth parasha, they ask for his forgiveness, they beg for his forgiveness. What does Yosef say? Ha'elokim chashva l'toiva. You have nothing, there's nothing you have to apologize for. Everything is good. And it was because of that hashkafa which he had, that everything is good. All the Lashon Hara, all the Mechiras, everything which they did to him. Now once do we find that Yosef has any words, any open tochacha that he has to the brothers. He's makabalat. And it could be that had he cried out to Hashem at the time that they were selling him and all the things which he had done, in Mitzrayim had he cried out, he could have destroyed them. What does it say about an almana? What does the Torah say? V'haya ki yitzak elai v'shamati ki chanun ani. Imagine had Yosef had cried against the brothers. He would have had tefillahs against the brothers. How could they do this to me, this and that? You know what type of ownership he could have brought about the brothers? Not once. He was silent the entire time. We don't even think about the godless of Yosef. How he stayed quiet the entire time. He never ever told Yaakov about the Mechira. He was a shaskan. And although you see that Yosef speaks a lot in the parsha, he speaks a lot. He's always talking. But he was always silent. He was a person who used his words very carefully. Because he was a chacham and he knew what to say, more importantly, what not to say. And that's what Yaakov sees in the dreams. It says, "Vihine kama alumasi v'gam nitzava." Chazal say the word alumasi is from the word ilim. That in the schus of my ilmas, that I stay quiet, kama alumasi v'gam nitzava. And Yaakov saw from there, this has a shaykhis of the Ketz. Because where there's a Ketz, there's a shmir and there's a shtika. And it was the koyach of his ilmas, of his silence, that he never once said anything about the brothers. That he was zeichet to the Malchus, and he had potential to be Mashiach, of which Paro saw that potential, and he said, this isn't just a man who knows Chalom, this is a Tzafnas Paneach, he's a man who knows all Chachma. And when Yosef's Oron opens up the Amsuf and completes the Yetziah from Mitzrayim, Nas Mipnei Nas, Chazal say, it's at that moment that it's Nesgala, the secret of the Ketz. It says, "Mi chamaycha be'ilim Hashem." Chazal say in Gemara Gittin, "I'll take you be'ilim el be'ilimim." Who is like you, Hashem, of those who are the silent ones? That it was the Aron Shal Yosef as I was passing through the Yam Suf, and it's chus. The secret of the Ketz comes out. The secret of the koyach of the ilmas, so the silence of Yosef. Hashem's silence in Mitzrayim. That he who has the koyach and the strength to be an ilim has the kayach of the Ketz. And that's what the Gemara says in Chulin on Peitesim and Beis. Taila Eretz al Bnima, that the whole world stands in the schus of a person who's a shaysik b'shas meriva. And on the pasuk of Ilem Ulam Tzedek Tidaberun, Chazal say, what is a person's umness? What should be his expertise in this world? Yase asma ki ilim. He should make himself an ilim. Called the olim gvar. Remember Baba Basra, right? Anybody who's more silent is a bigger gibor. And that's why Yosef, at the end, he triumphs because he's the called olim gvar. That's what we find by Yetzias Mitzrayim Gufa. Yetzias Mitzrayim, of course, is the secret of the Kates. Baruch Shomer Havtachos Al Yisrael, the Kach Baruch Chishav Yitzha Kates. We find by Matzah, which we eat, Balel Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Matzah, of course, has a Shaychis of the Kates. But by eating Matzah, has a Shaychis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Matzah B'miloy, if you spell it B'miloy, is Gematria Kates. And perhaps one of the reasons why we say Rabbi Yehuda Hayanoisim Mehem Simanim is the Indian of Simanim Balei Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Simanim has to do with to conceal things. There's a concealment of the cates, and perhaps the reason why we have to eat matzah with Maror and Karban Pesach is in order to disguise the achil of the matzah. It's not just that we eat it with those things. Really, the matzah is the ikar, and that's why matzah even today is the only mitzvah d'oraisa which is shayach techil, which we have still today. Because it means to say that the kates continues, that as much as they want to take away the kates, they can't be pegim in the kates, because the matzah is a shaykhis to the kates. And every year which we eat matzah, it's mengala the kates more and more. But we eat it in a way where we disguise the matzah behind the maror, we disguise the matzah behind the Karban Pesach. In fact, the bracha of achilas matzah, which is al achilas matzah, is gematria, kates sasim. But the eating of the matzah has a shaykhis to the hidden kates. This idea which we spoke about, that Yaakov was Megala the Kates, that he was Zeichet of the Kates at the time at the Mokam HaMikdash, while he was lying down, by Yishkav B'Mokam HaHu, as he lied down there. And Chazal tells us what happened, that he saw that the Yud B'Zinvanim and the Kid became one. Perhaps this is the secret why Yaakov wanted to Megala the Kates at this moment before he died. That Yaakov was lying on his bed, about to die, by Yishkav Yaakov, just like he was lying down at the Mokam HaHu at that place. And it says that he had 12 stones which surrounded him, which became one. And the Shekhinah was on top of him, Hashem Nitzav Alav. And he wanted to be Megala the Kates, and he knew that from the fact that the way that he was, it was Nisgala to him, that it was Yud Beis Avanim and became one. And he saw that in order to be Megala the Kates to his children now, he would need to see that the Yud Beis Shvatim are really one. And that's like before he's Megala the Kates, he says to them, "Hey Osvu, you have to make yourselves like one. If you want to know the Kates, it has to be the same way that it was in Skala to me. That I was lying down, Vayishkav in the Makom HaMikdash, Vashanitzav Allah, the Shekhinah was here, and there was 12 of one and became one. And if you could be Hey Osvu, if you could become one, if I see that you're Ki'ish Echad B'Leiv Echad, then I could be Megala the Kates." And he saw that it wasn't true. That as much as they said, our hearts are one, just like yours is one, he saw that there was something which was not yet, had been fixed, which was testimony at the end of the parsha. That after Yaakov died, the brothers come, they throw themselves before him, said, "Don't do any harm to me." You see right then and there, at the end of the parsha, that they weren't mamish one. And Yaakov tried to make out the kids, but when he saw that they weren't mamish one, they weren't mekayim he osvu, he couldn't be megal of the kids. And that's why he starts to give them teicha about Mechiyos Yosef. He says, and he sees, he knows, Yadati bin Yadati, I see that it's not, we're not there yet. This is not called Te'asvut. That the achdus which we need of Yud Bei Zavani become one has not been iskayim yet. You see from here that the kates is totally in how we respond. That when we become one, then that's called kates. Like the Rav Shacher says. Rav Shacher says, Bikish Lagalos is the kates. He wanted to reveal to the kates. But he didn't reveal the kates, but he still told them the kates, but in a concealed way. That the kates is totally in our achdus. That it's looking for a mar makom to be chalba. Hey, asu v'yagidu lachem. If you could be ma'asif yourselves to become one, then I could be megalut to the kates. Rashi says, Vayechi Yaakov, Parsha Stuma. That it's a hidden, that the parsha is sasam, that there's no psicha in the beginning of the end of the parsha, so Yigash, that this week's parsha. Rashi says, "Nistemu einayim belibam shel Yisrael," that the hearts and the eyes of Klal Yisrael became closed when Yaakov passed away. We know the Makom HaMikdash is called "Vahayu einay velibi sham kol hayamim," that the Makom HaMikdash is called the einayim and the lev of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason why it's called the einayim and the lev of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a remnant of this whole inyan, that in order to be megal of the kate, there has to be a shaychis and a shalom between the einayim and the lev. Einayim always refers to the brain, the mayach, and the lev is the heart. That's why in last week's parasha, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, Yehuda is the lev, and Yosef is the mayach. We're moving a little quickly now, just to conclude at the right time. That was the moment to see whether or not there would be a proper yichud between the einayim and the lev. Vayigash Elav Yehuda. As it says in the Haftarah, V'hayu la'etz echad, there will be this union between Yehuda and Yosef. And the Tzaras HaShiva was because there was still friction between Yosef and Yehuda. And therefore, Nistim Wainev Alibim Shal Yisrael, that the Yinaim in the heart, which is Yosef and Yehuda, which represents them, they become closed. And our job is that we need to be Megala, we need to open up the V'hayu Einav Adibayam. We have to reveal the Makom HaMikdash, the place that it was Niskal Tiak of the Kates. And even Chazal say in the Medrash, Daniel was also Seichet to the Kates at the Makom HaMikdash. We need to know the secret how to be Megala of the Kates. We have to open up the Einayim V'Libam. And the way to open up the Einayim and the Lev, it could be said, is by closing your mouth. Because the whole Machlik is between Yosef and the brothers came because they opened their mouths. But when we close our mouths, then we open up the hearts and our Einayim. That's what it means. Einayim V'Libam L'Galya. That in order to be Megala the Kates, there has to be a Kesher between the Einayim and the Lev. Liba lepuma, in order to make it that it should come from the heart to the mouth, right? You have to close the mouth, and when you close the mouth, then it makes a yichud between the einayim and the lev, and then the einayim and the lev will open up the mouth to megala the kates. But the mouth has to be closed in order to megala the kates. And perhaps that's why it's a parasha stuma, because since the secret of the kates is inherent in this week's parasha, it's buried in this week's parasha. So the parasha is stuma because the kates always has to be sasa. Has to be concealed. And the more that the kates is concealed, that's why we can't be deichek as a kates, the Gemara says. Can't be deichek as a kates because you can't reveal the kates. Has to be megala be'oifen hastuma. And perhaps that's why the parsha has how many psukim in it? Anybody know?
85.
It's much a peh. So since the number of psukim is peh, and it's a parsha stuma, that means that the whole inyan of the parsha means a peh stuma. That when Klai Yisrael learns the inyan of peh stuma in a way which is marbeh, Achdus and Reyes B'Yisrael, Bechin of Heyasus, and will be Zeicha to the Einai V'Libe Kol Yomim, that the Einayim and the Lev, which Rashi speaks about, which is concealed, will become open because the Peh is Sasam. And that the Einayim and Lev will be Nesgadu, which will be Zeicha to see that, to be Eskoyot Tzedek, and have a Menorah.